With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. The graduate student teaching strike at UC Santa Cruz has entered its second week. Now, the students could lose their jobs. KEZU's Erica Mahoney has the details. Everywhere we
go! Students holding colorful signs marched at the base of campus. Striking TAs have been withholding grades for about 2 months. Now, many are refusing to teach their classes. UC Santa Cruz and the UC system say if the graduate teaching assistants don't submit all missing grades by this Friday, they could face termination. The threat was met with anger. Here's TA Veronica Hamilton.
If the UC thinks they can fire all of us, they need to know that we are fighters.
They're fighting for a cost of living adjustment, dubbed COLA, to deal with the high cost of housing. They want an extra $1,400 a month. Professor Kirsten Silva-Gruz supports the striking grad students.
The administration's proposed action will cause deep and lasting harm to both undergraduate and graduate education at UCSC, well beyond the disruptions that are currently caused by this strike.
In a letter, UC President Janet Napolitano expressed sympathy for the high cost of housing, but said, quote, a wildcat strike is not the way to get relief. It's called Wildcat because the current labor contract between the UC system and the Graduate Students Union promises no strikes. Students say new financial concessions made by UC Santa Cruz aren't enough, and for now, they plan to continue the strike. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.